Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo, he joins us now as he does every Wednesday at 8 a.m. He's brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Nicholas Harry Callis is a very good producer. We had some technical difficulties, and yet he powered through to get Ray Fittipaldo on the video stream here, our wildly popular YouTube stream. Hello, Ray. How we doing?
Good morning, guys. Great job, Nick. We got it done.
Nick deserves all the praise we can heap on him today. We'll just leave it at that. Ray, we'll start right there with Joey Porter Jr. Seemingly, he has regressed, and the Steelers' corners, which were thought of as a strength coming in, suddenly their biggest problem against Cincinnati. Do you think it was a Cincinnati problem, or is there significant cause for concern?
Well, it's always been a Cincinnati problem for Joey, and honestly, those two receivers are very good. That's probably the best tandem or one of the best tandems in the NFL. And I think you finally saw a click because they finally got a quarterback. But Joey's been handsy with other teams. That's not the only team that he's flagged against. So, yeah, he does have to improve. And it's interesting, guys, if you look at that draft class, the third and fourth round picks are actually outperforming the two second round picks. And that's sometimes that happens, but Joey has a ways to go here before they're going to decide to re-up him and sign him to a second deal. It's a big October, November, December for Joey here.
Ray, do you think that TJ Watt has been living up to his contract extension?
Listen, Joe was getting the ball out, 2.6 seconds? I don't want to make excuses for TJ, Alex, or Nick in that game, or Cam or Keanu for that reason. I think you guys saw, Keanu Benton beat that guy right off the snap. I mean, he was in the backfield before anything happened. That was really the only time they got to him. I think later in the game, TJ and Cam kind of combined for one, but that was it. So he was getting the ball out quick. Other teams are very aware of him. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's playing up to that contract. I would imagine in Cleveland, where they're 2-4, and Myles Garrett doesn't have the numbers either, I would imagine they're saying the same thing about Myles Garrett. It's hard when you make that kind of money. It's hard to live up to the expectations.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on the Fan Morning Show. He's on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin's explanation and Nick Herbig not playing that much didn't make much sense to me, Ray. He talked about needing to stop the run, and obviously they view Highsmith as the better run stuffer. Well, that doesn't explain why Herbig wasn't on the field when you knew the Bengals had to pass on their final drive. Why Herbig out there, man?
Well, he said keep watching, and I inferred in that answer, it was okay, my bad. We should have had him out there more. That's basically how I read that answer. So, listen, Nick deserves to be out there. Terrell Austin said last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, that it's up to him to find ways to get him on the football field more. And, you know, obviously that did not happen with as much frequency as people thought here in that Bengals game. So, you know, the Steelers have been on the field a lot. There's really no excuse not to have one of your best pass rushers out there more than, 25 snaps per game. So I would imagine that's going to be rectified here this week here against the Packers.
Ray, do you anticipate us seeing Calvin Austin on the field Sunday night?
I do. Calvin Austin was hopeful. Mike said optimistic yesterday. So, yes, I do think Calvin will be back. And, you know, that's going to juggle the targets there. You know, obviously a huge day for the tight ends against the Bengals. You know, the Packers are a little bit different front from what they've been facing, but still a very good front. So you might see some different personnel packages in there. But, yeah, it'll be good to get Austin back. He was a big play for them early in the season. And if they can, you know, get that back into their offense, that'll be a good thing for them for sure.
Ray, I think the Packers secondary, specifically their corners, might be their weakest spot on defense. They are the best rush defense in the NFL. Yet if you're throwing, you're inviting Micah Parsons to ruin things. So it's early for this kind of talk. It's just Wednesday, but how do you think the Steelers offense will approach this challenge?
Well, the run game has been really good, you know, especially on the right side there. Jaylen Warren is a tough back to corral and tackle. So they're not going to give up on it just because the Green Bay Packers are first in the league. They're going to try to run the football. I think it'll be part of a well-balanced game plan. But listen, if they're running up against a brick wall there, they're going to have to make adjustments and they're going to have to attack their weaknesses. So Arthur Smith is really good at that, guys. I've been really impressed with him so far this year. They're on the verge of being a top 10 scoring offense. They can move the ball a little bit more between the top 20s. But Arthur Smith will tell you, we just haven't had enough plays. And that was one other interesting little nugget from Tomlin yesterday. He kind of downplayed the fact that his defense has been on the field so much. I do think the offense has to possess the ball more. And I think the defense has to do a better job of getting off on third and fourth downs.
Ray, how much do you think that this game means to Aaron Rodgers? Do you think that he approaches this game as just status quo? Hey, we need to get a win underneath our belt after a loss on Thursday night against the Bengals. Or do you think it's deeper than that for Aaron Rodgers against the Packers this weekend?
He does a really good job of compartmentalizing that. He did it against the Jets. I'm sure he'll try to do that against the Packers. You know, that ending in Green Bay wasn't as acrimonious as the one in New York. So there's like a lot of good vibes there still. I mean, you spend 18 years there, obviously the best years of your career there. Yeah, it's going to mean a lot to him. I'm sure he would have liked to have gone out, you know, on his own note and not have Jordan Love there, but that's just the way the ball bounces. Like, the interesting part of this game is he's like coming full circle with the Packers, right? Like, he went through that like from 2005 to 2007 when he was with Brett Favre. You know, he was the guy who was kind of in the background. Then he went through that with Jordan Love, and obviously, you know, they shipped him off to the Jets. So it's really interesting how the NFL works. Aaron is proving that he can still play. He's one of the reasons why that offense has been so good. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll be out to prove it. But obviously, LaFleur and those guys, Jeff Hafley on defense, they're going to be out to, you know, spoil his rematch here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. ownership, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, Arthur Smith has done a great job with the offense this year. I think that's inarguable. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson gets benched and Sean Payton's taking shots at him yesterday. Justin Fields hasn't been particularly great with the New York Jets, and Woody Johnson's taking shots at him yesterday. Do you think Arthur Smith gets the credit he deserves for getting the most out of some of these quarterbacks? It goes all the way back to Tannehill.
He deserves a ton of credit. I mean, I don't know that there's too many guys. I mean, just look at the track record that Justin Fields had in Chicago with, what, three coordinators in 4 years, I think, or something like that, something very, very close to that. And really the only time that he was like a consistent player was with Arthur Smith. I know that was only six games, but he was really he was good in those six games. He did what it took for the Steelers to win those football games. Maybe the secret was the Steelers knew exactly what he was. Like, they weren't going to have him, you know, drop back and throw the ball 35 times a game. Maybe these other teams have, you know, a little bit too high expectations just because he's a former first-round pick. So, yeah, unfortunate for Justin. But I don't know about you guys. I was just taken aback by what the owner said, by what Sean Payton said. I mean, these guys just don't know how to handle themselves with class. And I thought it was good that Russ sort of said what he said, and just totally out of line for Woody Johnson and, you know, what he said.
Ray, are you surprised by the performances of George Pickens this year?
I'm not. Dak is a really good quarterback. That team is built around the offense. They got a ton of weapons. So I am not surprised by that. I will say I'm waiting for the moment where something goes bad there. I mean, you could turn over a new leaf. Maybe you can get your life straightened out. But I think some of those issues that he faced here eventually will resurface, and they'll likely resurface when he's not happy with his role there. But as of right now, everything's hunky-dory, and, you know, he's out there playing football like the way that I think people thought he would play here. And he did at times, Doran, but it wasn't consistent because of his off-field issues.
I would say this leads us to an obvious place here. Are the Steelers going to trade for a wide receiver? If so, what are they looking for in terms of archetype? What are they looking for in terms of what are they willing to give up?
Yeah, I mean, they got two guys who are pretty similar in Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. And I've said this going back to the summer. Like, I think if you're going to get anyone, you're going to probably want to get somebody who's more like DK, maybe a bigger body. Obviously, you're not going to replicate that kind of size and speed and what he does, but maybe a bigger body who can go downfield and catch the ball just in the event that DK is injured. So they've been very fortunate. You know, DK has been durable this season. He's been durable throughout his career. But, you know, if they don't make that move, we've seen Arthur's been able to, you know, create it with tight ends. There's enough targets to go around. So if they stay healthy, guys, they might be good, but you do like to have that insurance policy. And we'll see if Omar does anything here in the next 12 days or so.
Ray, if not, do you think that what we saw from Pat Freiermuth was game specific against Cincinnati, who he's always torched? Or do you think we should expect that he's going to get a more consistent diet of footballs coming his way?
Yeah, I think against certain teams, you know, when teams play zone against the Steelers, I think Pat obviously is more effective. I think when they want to run the ball, you know, that's going to be a Darnell Washington and Spencer Anderson game. That's just where they are right now. I think it goes back to maybe the offensive line not being able to run out of 12 personnel. Sometimes that happens, and sometimes, you know, other people's snaps are in jeopardy because of that. But Pat's still a really good player. We saw that against the Bengals. I think he'll continue to have his games. I just don't know over the course of a 17-game season. Like, I was expecting maybe 800 yards, 6-7 touchdowns. I don't think we're going to see that just because I don't think he's going to be on the field, you know, to warrant targets and touches like that.
Last thing, Ray, is Darius Slay cooked?
Man, that guy from Princeton, it's not good when a guy from the Ivy League is beating you as bad as he did. Yeah. Hey, listen, I played in a league very similar to the Ivy League. So
Ray, a smarty pants.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't good. Is he cooked? I don't know, but Slay couldn't keep up with Chase. Slay had a hard time on their number three. That's not good. Mike came out and said it yesterday. You know, he was expecting more. So I think the big thing is Joey's got to play better. They all got to play better. If they don't, their entire offseason plan is going to kind of go down the tubes here.
Man, that is disconcerting. Ray, we appreciate your time. Thank you for congratulating us on winning Station of the Year. Got a Marconi Award.
I saw that last night. Mueller tweeted that. Congrats, guys.
Mueller. All right. See you, Ray. Thank you. You're a big part of it. That is Ray Fittipaldi of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That Philip Fiore and Mueller. Those guys rock in the afternoon.
Was he joking or was he serious?
I don't know what he did there.
I think he was serious.
You got to know his name is Mulsey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.